请我们一起来默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，阿们。开始下午的祷告会。
The name Lord Jesus Christ, let's begin our afternoon prayer session.
唱诗256首。
Please sing hymn 256.
感谢主，我们弟兄姊妹大家都很关心教会的圣工。
Thank the Lord that our brothers and sisters all care a lot about the holy work of the church.
我们常常想要怎么来帮助教会能够不断的成长。
So oftentimes we ponder on how we could help the church to grow.
那我们也看到弟兄姊妹大家都很认真在带慕道朋友。
We also can see that brothers and sisters have tried very hard to bring true seekers to our church.
但是我们也看到很多的阻挡，很多的困难。
But we also see a lot of obstacles and barriers in front of us.
那因为这种体验呢，更让我们感觉到我们需要在祷告上更下功夫。
So this causes us to learn that we must spend more effort and time in our prayers.
因为只有靠着神的权柄跟能力，我们才能够从魔鬼的手下把灵魂抢救过来。
It is only through the power and the authority of God, we could save men from the grasp of Satan.
在我们聚会过程当中，最辛苦一项大概就是跪下来祷告。
The most difficult time where it requires the most effort of our service is the time when we have to kneel down and pray.
所以你看，很多的基督徒虽然信主几十年，一来到真耶稣教会要跪下来祷告，他就没有办法接受。
Even some of the other Christians have been Christians for years, but when they come to Jesus Church, they cannot bear to kneel down to pray for that long.
但是我们从圣经看起来，有很多很丰盛的恩典，都是借着祷告。降临在我们当中。
But from the Bible, we can see that a lot of people in the past have been blessed with God. Those folks have been spending a lot of time in their prayers.
神很爱我们，所以他给我们很多的应许。
God loves us greatly, therefore He promised us great many things.
但是神的应许是通过我们的祷告达到我们。
But His promise is only attained.Through our prayers.
所以祷告虽然很辛苦，但是如果我们有信心坚持到底，我们的收获会非常的丰富。
Even though prayers may be difficult and hard, but if we spend the time and effort, then we will be rewarded abundantly.
我们看但以理书第九章。
Let's turn to Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第九章。
Daniel chapter 9.
十八节
，verse 18，
第九章十八节
，chapter 9 verse 18。
我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因为我们自己的义，乃是因为你的大怜悯。
18 Give ear, O God, and hear, open your eyes.And see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy.
但以理是被掳当中的一个青年。
Daniel was a prisoner at that time.
但是他是被掳当中蒙福的一位，因为他被选到王宫里面。
But all the prisoners, he was the most blessed because he was chosen to go serve in the palace.
他服侍过四个王。
He served four kings.
他的生活应该是相当的好。
Therefore, he lived a good life.
因为他还没有进入王宫以前，他就吃尽了当时巴比伦王所吃的一些美膳。
And he enjoyed all the good food and wealth from the kingdom of Babylon.
但是最难得的就是但以理的心没有被舒服的生活所腐化。
But what's amazing is that Daniel's heart was not compromised by the comfortable living.
虽然他物质生活很丰富，但是他的心都是挂虑在几千里以外那个耶路撒冷城。
Even though he lived in comfort and wealth, but his heart longed after the city of Jerusalem, which is hundreds of miles away.
那在第二节，但以理读以赛耶利米书，他知道耶路撒冷要荒凉七十年。
And Daniel realized that Jerusalem will be in desolation for more than 70 years.
他也知道 耶路撒冷 荒凉是因为他们所犯的罪。
And he also realized the fact that Jerusalem will be desolated is because of their inequities and wickedness.
所以他就开始为耶路撒冷祷告。
Therefore, he started to pray for the city of Jerusalem.
那但以理祷告求神能够 让他们再回到耶路撒冷。
Daniel prayed to God so that he may bring Jerusalem back to him.
今天我们大家生活，如果我们看看非洲，确实我们是相当的舒服。
And if we compare our daily living to Africa, we all live relatively in comfort.
但是我们的心智，我们不变，就是我们的心智在神的事情上。
However, we have to make sure that our hearts will be unchanged. And that they shall be set on the welfares of God.
那教会的兴盛, 这是我们的责任。
Because the prosperity of the church is all of our duties.
因为教会的兴盛, 就是主耶稣的荣耀。
And once the church prospers, that gives glory to God.
那教会兴盛, 我们会体会到属灵属世很丰盛的恩典。
We will receive spiritual blessings and spiritual wealth once the church prospers.
教会的兴盛要通过我们的祷告，神的灵动工，每一个人开始回心转向神，圣工就兴旺起来。
And our church will only prosper if we all turn back to God and spend time on our knees to pray to God.
那我们看但以理怎么祷告呢?
Let's look at how Daniel prays.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at same chapter, verse 4.
说我向神主我的神认罪，说主大而可畏的神，向爱主守诫命的人守约施慈爱。第五节。Verse
5.
我们犯罪作孽，行恶偏离了你的诫命典章，没有听从。六节。
6.
你众先知仆人向我们君王列祖。
Here we can see that Daniel starts his prayer by confessing his sins.
我们看第八节。
Let's continue on verse 8.
主啊, 我们跟我们的君王列祖, 首领列祖因得罪你, 你就蒙上了, 脸上蒙羞。 所以这个但以理了解，这是因为罪，所以他们被掳到外国去。
Daniel realized that it was because of their sins that they were imprisoned or became slave at another country.
那个时候他已经是总长，现在的宰相了。At
that time, he was already the prime minister.
但是当他跪下来祷告，在神的面前，他是这么谦卑，主啊，我们有罪，求你赦免我们。
But regardless, he humbled himself. While he kneeled down to pray to God and asked for God's forgiveness.
所以我们要祷告，求神的恩典。第一个就是要把我们跟神中间的障碍拆掉，就是在神面前求神赦免我们的罪。
So when we pray, the first thing we must do is to take away the obstacle that's in front of us, which is our sins.
我们再看 18节。
Let's look at verse 18.
我们的神啊，求你侧耳听，睁眼看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的意，乃是因念你的大怜悯。就是我们人真的是很卑微。那我们能够在神的面前祷告祈求，这个不是人有什么条件的。We
are very minute, and the fact that we are able to pray to God, it's not any of our doings or abilities.
这里说不是我们的义。
Here Daniel says, it's not because we are righteous.
那为什么我们可以向神祷告呢?
So why is it that we are able to pray to God?
是因为你的怜悯。
It's because of God's mercy that allows us to.
因为神怜悯我们, 所以我们才可以向他祈求。
For God has mercy on us in order for us to have the opportunity to plead onto his name.
所以今天我们跪下来祷告，我们说能够抓住那个根据是什么？就是神对我们的怜悯，神给我们的应许。So
the fact that when we pray, what we can experience is God's mercy and God's salvation for us.
那我们的祷告要怎么样发生功效？
So how can we have an effective prayer?
好，我们现在来看雅各书。
Let's turn to book of
第五章,
James.
雅各书第五章这里在提到大有功效的祷告有三个因素。
James chapter 5, and here it talks about there are three factors in an effective prayer.
14节,
verse 14.
雅各书5章14节,
James chapter
第五章,
chapter 5, verse 14.
你们中间有病的, 他就要请教会的长老来, 啊, 第五章14节, 啊, 14, 对, 啊, 他, 啊, 他们可以奉主的名, 用油膏他, 为他祷告, 15节,
15.
出于信心的祷告要那救病人, 主必叫他起来, 他若犯罪也必蒙赦免。 这个地方讲啊, 祷告要出于信心。
Here it tells us that when we pray, we must pray out of our faith.
我们看非洲有很多的神迹。
And we can see that there's a lot of miracles in Africa.
因为他们信心很单纯。
Because of their simple faith.
在没有医药的地方, 有时候到临死的边缘, 他只有靠神。
And those countries do not have very well medical technologies, and all they can rely on is their faith when they pray to God.
什么是信心?
So what is faith?
主耶稣说, 你祷告求什么? 你要相信得着, 就必得着。
The Lord Jesus Christ that tells us that when you pray, as long as you believe, you shall receive.
所以我们祷告求圣灵向神求什么，我们第一个要求神给我们信心。
And when we pray in our spirit to God, the first thing we must pray for is for God to give us faith.
相信神会怜悯我们，相信神会听我们祷告。
So that we can have faith in God, that He shall have mercy in us, and that He shall listen to our prayers.
相信神的应许一定会实现。
And we pray that He gives us faith so that His promise will be fulfilled.
那我们这个祷告时间一拉长啊，我们这个信心不会改变，那个这个祷告就会有功效。
And when we pray in a longer duration, if we still have our faith towards God, then our prayer shall be effective.
16节,
verse 16.
你要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得着医治。一人所祈祷大有力量，大有功效。 这里讲义人的祷告大有功效。
Here it tells us that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
什么是义人?
Who is righteous?
就是没有罪的。
The person that is without sin.
那我们怎么可能变成义人呢?
So how can we become righteous?
因为我犯很多的罪。
Because we all bear a lot of sins.
所以要认罪。
Therefore, first thing we must do is confess our sins.
那神赦免我们的罪。
Once God forgive of our sins,
那我们的祷告就是义人的祷告。
Then we shall have the prayer of a righteous person.
所以有时候我们要帮别人代祷, 我们要先求神赦免我们的罪, 那义人的祷告就发生功效。
Before we start to pray for another person, we must ask God to forgive of our sins, then we shall become righteous, and our prayer will be more effective.
那17节,
verse 17.
以利亚与我们一样信经的人, 他恳切祷告, 求不要下雨, 也就三年也不会下来, 18节,
18.
他要祷告, 雨就降下来。 这个以利亚祷告很有功效，其中有一个原因就是恳切祈祷。
One of the reasons why Elijah's prayer was effective was because of his sincerity in his prayers.
这个恳切就是说，当你很需要的时候，你祷告会很迫切。
And sincerity means that when you need the most to pray, and when you pray and ask for God, then your prayer will be effective.
主耶稣在克西马尼的祷告，他需要。 所以他很迫切，圣经说那个汗好像血这样滴下来。
And when Jesus prayed to God in the Garden of Gethsemane, he really needed God's help. Therefore, the Bible says that his droplet of sweat was like blood when he was praying.
克西马尼园有四个人在祷告。
In the Garden of Gethsemane, there were four people praying at that time.
三个人睡觉。
Three people were deep in sleep, fallen asleep in their prayers.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个三个人没有觉得需要。
Because those three person did not realize the need of asking or pleading towards God.
那祷告跪下来很辛苦，一下就睡着了。
So they were physically tired from their prayers, therefore have fallen asleep.
那为什么主耶稣不会睡觉？
Why was it the fact that Jesus did not fall asleep?
因为这一个祷告跟他很重要。
Because that final prayer of his was very important.
他要得到力量，他才能够背十字架。
He needed to abstract power from God in order for him to carry out the task of his crucifixion.
所以今天我们的祷告要迫切，就是你对你所要向神祈求的，你有没有觉得很需要？如果你很需要，你会很迫切。
So today we must ask ourselves in our prayers, do we pray with sincerity? Do we pray with the fervency and the need for our requests? If we do, then our prayers will be effective.
那我们越渴慕，祷告会越迫切。
If we long more of God's of God, and we are more sincere, then we will be more powerful in our prayer.
那祷告一恳切，这个声音会感动神。
Once we are more sincere in our prayers, our voices will inspire God.
因为神看你这么需要，神就怜悯，就给你了。
God, when God sees the real need of your requests, then God shall fulfill your request.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
So now we will kneel down and pray.
第一个，我们没有圣灵的，我们要把握机会求圣灵。
First, those of you that do not have the Holy Spirit, we have to cherish this opportunity and ask for the Holy Spirit.
第二个，如果我们得圣灵，祷告一直觉得没有什么感觉。
Second, if you have the Holy Spirit already, but for a while you do not feel the power and the effectiveness in your prayers.
因为没有被圣灵充满。
This is because you have not been filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要恳求圣灵充满我们。
So we must pray earnestly for the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
第三个。
Third.
我们周围的人，教会的同龄，我们的家人，有什么需要，我们要为他祷告。
We have to look at the needs of our family members, our friends, relatives, and brothers and sisters, and we shall pray for them.
有的是肉体上的需要，有的是灵里面的需要。
Some of us require physical needs, some of us require spiritual needs.
那我们有这个需要，一祷告下去就会很迫切。
And if we have the fervency and the need of our requests, then our prayers shall be effective.
好，我们现在要来祷告。
So now let's kneel down and pray.
欢迎诸位到前面来。如果你要按手求圣灵，要求恩典，要带祷了，欢迎都到前面来。
Please, you're welcome to come to the front to pray if you have the need to pray for the Holy Spirit or you are praying for someone else.
好，我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray together.